Blog Talk Radio. and this is Psychic Gangster Journey Man here on Psychic Gangster Journey Man Spiritual Link. How you doing, guys? Everybody, come on in. Let's all sit down. Have a great night, okay? We got some things we're going to be talking about here. It's going to be fantastic. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a really great show, gun fun show. The queue is filling up as we speak, so you better get in here. The number is 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. Also, we have the chat room open, too, as well. We have information on there how to contact us for private readings as well. So if you are interested in a private reading and taking advantage of these prices, because they're going to be ending here in the next 2 days. So jump in there and get taken care of, okay, guys? Private readings right now are going for $33.33 for a 60-minute session. I mean, shoot, you can get a 90-minute to 2-hour session of relationship and life coaching and working with your children and getting the insights on how to deal with a gifted child. Also, we have a tendency to also those 90-minute to 2-hour sessions. We also do the relationship counseling. We do past life regressions and readings and those kind of things. So if you're interested in one of those 90-minute sessions, those are only going for $77.77, which is also the same thing going on with all the things across the board. Because right now, we also do group readings with like 5 or 10 of your friends. We can do it on Skype as a conference call, or we can be there in person, or we can be there as you all in the same room and do a group reading as well. And pretty soon we're going to have a shot to do all those things in too. But right now, we can do those things on Skype. 5 or 10 of your friends on a conference call. These usually cost $150 flat fee for those things. But hey, right now, it's only going for $77.77. It's the same thing with parties. If you're right now in the group, you know, kicking up and gearing up for a party and you're looking for some kind of entertainment or just the ideal of some kind of setting that would actually set that party, give us a call. Because we usually have a fee of $150 for parties, too, as well. But this month, it's only going for $77.77. So go in there and jump in there and get yourself one of those situations, one of those sessions, and get it all set up. Like I said before, plus with the situation with 5 or 10 of your friends, you'll get between a 20 to 40-minute reading. So it's not just a couple questions, okay? It's the full deal. So therefore, give us a call. We'll be glad to help you out of those situations too. If you have a charity function, a charity ball, or whatever it is, and you're looking for some, like a little slot to fill in, we'd be glad to come in and fill that slot for you. So give us a call on those things. No charge for those things. We'll just show up. And we also have some great manifestation skills to actually help you hit your goals. I guarantee you, before the party's over with, you'll be celebrating because you surpassed any kind of goal that you can even think about. Okay. And if you want to take advantage of all those sessions, because right now, like, okay, for a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. Just like, guys, $11.11. So, you know, those are some great prices, so jump on them as soon as possible, because, you know, the 31st is right around the corner. Also, we have a one-card reading, too, where it takes about 15 minutes. This is really one of those things where you look at the situation and the scale, because I've studied and worked on that for a very long time to actually do that one card session. And it's amazing. The reason we do that is to give you an idea. If you can do that with one card, imagine if you took advantage of the 7-card reading. Huh? So those sessions only go for $9.99. And if you go to my website right now, you will see, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, you will see that the prices are there. They have not changed because we give special prices to our callers and listeners, okay? Because right now, if you go to my website, you'll see that for a 60-minute reading, it's $125. For those 90-minute to 2-hour sessions, those are $135. And for parties and such, those group readings, they go for $150. Okay, and a 40-minute session is $75, and a 20-minute session is $55. A 1-card reading is $35. So you see, the idea is special. We think that you're very special. Okay, so jump on there and get those things down. If you want to take advantage of those situations and those prices and get you one of those sessions, please do so at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835. Or like I said before, go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, we have a sponsor for our show, and his name is Richard Palanga. And he has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. So go check out the products. They're really good. Fantastic. And right now, he's saying for our listeners, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of this body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So jump on the situation and take advantage of it because those products are fantastic. They're great. They really work with you. They're spiritually and natural. So check out again. That's DivineBodyWash.com. DivineBody.com. Okay, and we also have another woman with us, too, who actually is donating max lipstick to us. So therefore, we have another special going on too, where if you donate $25, we'll give you a stick of the lipstick plus a 20-minute session, a 20-minute reading. That's right, guys. And if you donate $35 or more, we will give you two sticks of lipstick, your choice of colors, and yes, two sticks of lipstick and a 40-minute session for the $35 donation. So jump in there right now, guys. It's really good prices and a lot of things going on. So, you know, the month of March is coming to the end. And, you know, we would love to sit down with each and every one of you guys and give you these products, plus sit down and do the sessions, because we feel like if you sit down with us and do a reading, it's going to be one of the best readings you've ever had. And if you tune into this show, you know we have a tendency to give 100%. You know, we do have a couple of complaints out there with people saying we're taking too long with people on the radio show. And we're sitting there going, we are here to do the show the way we feel that we should do it, the way we're divinely guided to do it, and the message come through. And if you notice the readings we do, we give answers and that kind of stuff, but we also give insights, and there's always a message to go along with it. And if you're listening, more than likely what's going to happen is you're going to hear a message for yourself and probably even get the answer to your question. So it's best that you pay attention, focus, and see what's going through, because, you know, the process of doing this kind of format is great and fantastic, because when you do one reading for one person, you usually touch about 10 people. And that's the whole point, touching more people throughout the world, so they'll touch 10 people, and they'll touch 10 people, and so on and so on. And the next thing I know, we've changed this world from a negative to a positive affirmation. Okay, guys, so listen and think about that, okay? So if you also want to be a sponsor for this show, it's simple. All you need is $40. You pay $40 a month, and you can be a sponsor on the show, too, and get you and your product and your services promoted just that easily, okay? Also, if you want to, advertise to our show, again, it's only a $40 fee. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. We would love to sit down and talk to each other with you guys. So put it out there, okay? Let's sit there and go back to the queue, and I see the information that you want to get is in the room. All right, so we also have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, let's go look at the queue, and I think our co-host is here, one of them. Hello?
Hello?
He has the time to wake up. I know you've been sitting for a long, you probably dozed off, I'm sorry, but you know, we're going to sit here, we are audio on the information now for myself and the show and that kind of stuff, so it's now your turn, and now you have the time to sit there and say, hey, I also give readings too, and how do we get a hold of you, Dee?
Okay. You can contact me at 207-374-5072. And while things are still up in the air right now, I'd prefer that you just give me a phone call. Or yes, also email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Both of those will work for now. I will get for an hour's worth of my time. I will get a suggested donation is $60. An email reading is a suggested donation of $20, and we'll work something out on that. Whatever, you know, whatever. Excuse me, my brain will kick in here. Just give me a call or an email, and we'll work out what you'd like and how I can help you. And also, if you're interested in jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and I can send you some pictures of some of what I do. I work with stone beads such as moss agate, amethyst, amazonite, all kinds of different beads, including freshwater pearls and sterling silver pendants and stone pendants. And I use good handmade silver from the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. I'm getting into doing some chakra jewelry, so if you have something in mind, just give me a shout, and we'll see what we can do for you. I think that's about it for the moment. My brain isn't kicking in too well.
No, that's fine.
Okay, just contact me, and I'll get back to you within 24 hours, and I take PayPal from.
Okay.
Ta-da.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get on to the format of the show. We're also going to pull out a 45-minute. I'm also going to pull a couple cards here, one from each one of my decks. This one here is from my deck of. I took two decks and put them together for Doreen Virtues. It's called the Life Purpose Deck and the Romance Deck from Us Angels. And I put them together, and I actually shuffled the cards. The first card I pulled out was past life relationship. You have known each other before. So it's like looking at the situation of things around you in your life, okay? More than likely, if you're listening to this show right now and you're sitting there focusing and wondering about certain things, this card is going to resonate with you and say, okay, maybe the reason I'm having such a hard situation or maybe even a hard problem with myself and just a lot of things that are going on is because of that connection. Sometimes those connections can be so intense and so real that we just don't take them in because we're too busy questioning those situations, so we let them go, okay? So it's also, we get a second card that goes along with this, and there's three cards all together, which one says, make the effort. A great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. So therefore, if you're getting guidance, and you're even asking the questions, if you're asking questions, the guidance is coming through. It's just the idea of opening yourself up, sit down and meditate, get really quiet, and ask yourself, what do I hear? And then the next card was, this situation involves marriage. So somebody out there, I think everybody, it was like this question of this year. It seems like the bottom line is everybody's come to a point where it's like, okay, I'm tired, I'm done. This is the year I'm going to make it happen. Either the person I'm with is the one, or I'm going to be with the one. I'm going to have that relationship. I'm going to have that life. Because I feel like once I correct that situation and I correct that one aspect in my life, the rest of it will also unfold and fall into place, and I will have the life I've always wanted. So keep that in mind, because those are what those cards are saying. And also the fourth card would say, let go of control issues. It's the idea of letting the situation unfold. Allow the situation to unfold naturally. See, if you're sitting there saying, well, that guy doesn't love me enough, you're controlling it. If you're putting any kind of expectations on it, you're controlling it. What they're saying is to step back, be yourself. When you be yourself, if you're with the right person and you do have a heart connection, they will also be themselves. And two things are going to happen. Either you're going to know this is not the one and to move on, or you're going to have a eureka moment to actually know that this is the thing and this is the person you should embrace, okay? So let's put that one really in perspective here. So this is the romance, and actually those are all romance angel cards. So we didn't get any life perfect cards. So we're definitely focusing on life partner on this episode of Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. So if I was you, I would stick in and see what's going to happen here, because usually these shows have a tendency to take on their own format, and we just are the people as the messengers that they call the medium, just to basically pass on those messages to you, okay? So let's see. So how does that say with you, D? Doesn't that kind of like give you a kind of resonance around you going, ooh, that's me.
My brain's going, whoa.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Like I would tell anybody who was a client of mine, I would sit there and say, you know something? Right at this moment, there's nothing going on. So therefore, this is your moment. This is your time. This is your little section of actually letting go of all of that. Because everybody has what I call anchors and ropes, which means that they think they have to keep attached to everything around them every minute, every day. Because if they don't, they'll never get resolved. And it's the idea of realizing that most of those things, like a stagecoach or a wagon, if you notice, they have a rein for the horses, right? But you don't sit on that wagon or that stagecoach all freaking day because you're scared the horses are going to run away. Okay? So what you do is you just take your hands off the rein, you put them down, and you have faith that everything will be fine, that when you come back out, the horses will still be right there. It's the same with the problems and situations. When you're able to allow yourself to let those go and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything will be taken care of and the solutions will come to you a whole lot easier if you take your hands off of it. This is what the last card was talking about, to let go of control issues. A lot of us don't even know that we're trying to control it until you sit back and look at the whole thing and go, okay, it's amazing when I let go of stuff, I feel a whole lot lighter. Because it's amazing what you're actually carrying on your shoulders. So it's like I tell everybody, take a deep breath, take three. Just don't take them fast because you'll pass out, okay? I had a lady I did that for. I said, okay, I want you to take three deep breaths. She goes, I was like, okay, are you having sex over there or something? And she was like, no, why? I said, when you breathe to relax, you do it slowly. You breathe in your nose, into your stomach, up to your chest, and then back in the same, go back in the opposite direction, and out your mouth. You do it until you can feel a calmness and a weight lifted off your shoulders. That's how it works. So it's basically with certain people, that might take a little bit longer than most. So it's the ideal of paying attention and how it resonates with you and how that's going to help you. So therefore, you do it as long as you think you should do it, not what the book says. Books and any kind of illustration is just an example of someone's perception, which is good for a blueprint and kind of thing to work with yourself to give you an outline. But you also have to listen and focus and make it your own, too, as well. So, Dee, you ready to answer some questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's get the old gray cells working.
All right, let's go to our first caller. It's 720. Oh. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm fine.
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, so it's an interesting topic tonight.
So do you have a comment of your own?
It's what?
She said it's a great topic
tonight.
It's an
interesting topic tonight. Is it about your love life?
What's that?
Is that the question I'm supposed to ask?
Ask what you'd like to ask.
Is that the question I'm supposed to ask about my love life?
Well, it's like
yes,
this.
You're supposed to ask what you want to know about.
We tell everybody just to call in, ask a question about whatever's going on in that moment. I'm just saying a lot of times it has to do with the ideal. Everything's connected. So the idea of success, I've talked to people who say, well, I have a successful relationship, but my career sucks. They don't realize it. They think their love can only go in one direction. They don't realize the ideal of the light they're looking for is themselves. I wrote this on my Facebook. I said, this is the way it is. Life is a bowl of cherries. Now, the stems and the pits are things that we just realized we didn't really need. Okay? So therefore, when you go looking for greatness, there you will find yourself.
Well, you
okay,
really don't have to look for it. It comes to you.
Well, that's true, too.
That's
people
what
also
I believe. I believe it just comes to you.
I also believe that
Pardon?
happiness is nothing you seek. It's something you become.
Right. I believe that, too. And joy as well.
Yeah, see, when the pursuit of love, it's not your job to seek love. It's your job to go within, to get rid of the barrier that you come up to resist it.
Exactly. I believe that, too.
Because I have so many people sitting here going, okay, I keep looking and looking and looking. How come I can't find it? Because you're not looking within yourself.
Well, I'm not looking.
Good.
I haven't been looking. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds great to me. I'll sit here going, okay.
Okay,
so
now the
question
time
do you
to pause.
Have? Well, most people come on the show and they're just like trying to find something, and the whole time you're talking to them, you know what they're looking for. They're looking for themselves. And here's the woman we're talking to. It seems like she's done just that. She's found herself, and it's almost. I guess she's just come on the show to enjoy her greatness with us. Correct?
Yep.
So tell us a little bit.
I'm fully aware of myself, that's for sure.
What's happening?
I said I'm totally aware of myself and the love that I emanate from my being. I'm totally aware of that.
So what you looking for, sweetie?
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just calling and asking a question about my reflection.
Oh, okay. So you're not looking for anything, but you're looking for an answer. Anyway.
Yes.
No, I see that. So you're looking for our insights to reflection. Now, that's a wide open question because, you know, everybody and everything that crosses your path is a reflection of you. Or you would never have attracted. Because I've always told people that the biggest thing in relationships, especially with women who really are together, the one thing that confuses them the most is why is this
okay,
guy not
okay, I'll be more specific. I'll be more specific.
Okay.
I'll be more specific then.
Okay, good.
The reflection.
Thank you.
The love that I'm reflecting.
No, I understand that. I was just going to say all the reflections out there that have been reflecting back at you. I'm just saying the one thing that confuses most of them that I've been talking to you in the last couple of weeks is that person across them is how come they're not reacting appropriately because of the kind of loving person they are. And I'm sitting there going, well, the point is...
Or not,
but with him, actually with the relationships I've seen, it's the person, the guy, who's not seeing himself. So therefore, it confirms that you are that great person, that you have found yourself, and all the answers are correct. Just because the person doesn't act accordingly just means he hasn't seen what you are. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Not exactly. Because if you're reflecting that, then it's to me it should be obvious for the person to see who you are if you're reflecting that.
That's true too, sweetie, but we all have
because
free will.
Their eyes have to be
earlier,
open. They have to be seeing it.
We attract.
Yes, we do.
We attract what you are, isn't it?
Yes. But sometimes a reflection of a person not seeing you for who you are is a reflection in itself too.
Mm-hmm.
It all makes sense. Because what I'm saying is, yeah, most people sit there and think the same thing. Okay, this guy should see himself in you if you're that great person. But people have free will. They either accept it or they refuse to. They have a choice. It's a parent and it's obvious. But still, there's a choice to be made. Either you're going to feed into it or you're going to ignore it. And usually a lot of guys who are sitting there getting crazy and all kinds of stuff are refusing to actually see you for who you are. Because when you start to look at this and okay, look at him. Somewhere within you, because of his insecurities have been on the surface, somewhere within you, you still have insecurities too. An insecurity doesn't always attract the same insecurity. It's just energy attracting another insecurity. So, yeah, you can look at the situation and go, hello? 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 Okay. What I was trying to say was, it was just one of the, I've actually had this experience for the last 2 weeks where we have a good woman who's in a relationship with a guy that you really can't tell how old he is. The reason you can't tell how old he is because you can't see him. But what you feel is a 13 or 14-year-old or a 20-year-old. And this lady keeps telling she's 54. And she's also trying to do one thing. She's also trying to help somebody. She's also trying to be a therapist, a counselor, the whole bit. Okay? And I see this today where a woman's sitting there trying so hard to help this guy because she felt like if he would just hear it or hear himself say certain things, he would snap out of it and she'd have the relationship she wanted. She didn't realize in the process of being caught up in it so much that she became a therapist. And he was so self-centered that he was nailing everything that walked. He was wanting to have sex with this person, that person. He wants her back because these people validate, in some sense of the word, of how great he is. You know, he has worth. He doesn't realize it's just temporary, so he's off to the next one to make him feel worthy. Okay? So we have him going his little circle. Then we have her over here going in a circle trying to find the answers to help him. The one thing we see that's being suffered is the relationship. Neither party is giving any kind of nurturing to the relationship, so it's dying. So that's what people are kind of like, they have this disappointment within them. It's because that relationship is like kaput. Because nobody is giving any kind of attention to the relationship itself. One person's thinking about on this focus, this person's focusing on this. But no one's really focusing on one thing. There's nothing to do but to accept yourself for who you are. And if you sit here and look at the situation of a woman looking at somebody and saying, this is who I am. So maybe she's too busy projecting it all the time. So therefore, there's a little bit of insecurity there too, where she needs everybody to see the kind of person she is when she doesn't realize that she doesn't need that kind of attention. She needs to give that attention to herself. And seriously, that's what, the man is reflecting the same thing. Just at a different level, but it's still the same kind of attraction. But if you still look at the situation, what is being sacrificed. The relationship. I mean, when you have a relationship, we all have to realize one thing. There's three things to nurture. And the two most important things are things that are done for oneself, is the two people in the relationship. And then in the process of nurturing themselves, they nurture the relationship, and they're able to love each other unconditionally. And even when things don't come across that they don't like, they're able to accept it. Okay, so that's the thing we're talking about. Let's see, I don't know why we lost the last person, man. That was kind of crazy. Anyway, we got some people in the queue. But, you know, it's one of those things. Oh, let's see. Okay, let's go this way out. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the love of my life, April.
Hi, this is April, yes.
It's April. It's Angel. Let me get your name right. It's April Angel Medium in the house. She's going to be here talking to us all. And you're going to get a chance to experience
her too.
She's going to
rock it.
Huh?
Is
she gonna rock it?
Video. Does she have a rocket? No, I said, is she gonna rock it? You said she was in the house, and usually people in the house rock it.
Yeah.
Wake up, Donnie. Get with the program.
No, I heard what she said. I was just wondering. I was still baffled by the woman. She might actually be back in the room, and that, if I'm not mistaken. That's why I was checking out. So I didn't catch what you said. It wasn't the idea of not being here. It's the idea of actually being in the house. And I was saying, what happened to that last caller? I was like really getting into the whole thing. So everybody else had a chance to tell everybody their information on how they could contact us for fantastic readings. So I think it's just fair enough to give you the time to do the same thing too.
You can contact me for a reading on my website, which is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, or my Skype, which is ultraviolet0007. And I'm in the process of switching my phone plan over, so I still haven't got that fixed yet, and I haven't had much time to do anything. I've just been super busy lately, and I'm really tired today, so hopefully the readings are okay.
Usually when I'm tired,
you'll be fine.
I'm just saying, when I'm tired, it seems like the readings are better because with the idea of being tired, you're also a little more relaxed. So keep that in mind, too. I think I want to go back here, too. So let's go see if she's in here. So are you back? Area code 720?
Yeah.
So what happened? I was still talking
to you. I don't know what happened.
Gone. I was like,
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, it's neither there nor
here. Oh, Blog Talk did it again.
Could be. Anyway, this don't feed into any kind of negativity right now. So this all clear our minds and say, okay, it's done. It's over. Now we're going to leave the moment. The moment is we had a great conversation going on, so let's get back to that. I don't know if you heard anything I said after that because you got cut off, but I was like, I hope you did in some sense of the way because the reason I was sort of bringing up some things, it's not the idea of a theory, okay?
And now I'm on the Internet. I'm on the Internet, and I can't get – there's no sound on the Internet either.
Oh, wow.
Not on my end anyway, on the Internet. So I had to call back in.
Huh. Well, it's just a nice little prayer to the angels to clear our message so everybody can hear the message. So be it. So it is. So it's done. Oh, shoot. We lost D.
Okay.
Hey, D.
So what D cards did you pull, Donnie?
What's that? Say one more time, sweetie. I'm sorry.
I said, what cards did you pull?
Oh, what cards did I pull? No,
I said,
what cards
did you pull for the question I asked?
Oh, for the question you asked? Actually, sweetie, I didn't pull any cards because I was sitting there. We were sitting in a conversation, pulling things, and then you were gone. And then we were sitting there trying to figure out what happened. And then April contacted me because she finally showed up so we could have her on the show. I don't know if you ever met April or not, but she's been co-hosting too and doing a fantastic job. So if you can say hello to her, she's here now too. She can give you some insights too. She's a really great remote viewer and
Hi,
very.
April.
Hi,
oh,
what's your
wonderful.
Name?
Gibitar.
Your name's Gibitar?
Ibbatar.
Oh, that sounds kind of Egyptian. I like it.
Gibitar. Thank you.
So, yeah, so April, pull the lady three cards, please. She has a question was, she was wanting to get some insights into her reflections.
Into her what?
Into reflections.
I was asking him about my love life. That's what
okay,
the question was. And what I was, the love that I was reflecting from myself. The love that I was reflecting.
Mm-hmm. Well, Deep popped back in for a minute, but then she was gone again. I think Dee's having trouble with her computer. She's been having trouble with her computer all freaking week. There she is. Let's see how long she sticks around.
I was sitting there talking, because we've been here all week. Yep, she's gone. Just as I was about to click on her, she was gone.
Told you. Let's see. We have a lot of freaking...
I'm here.
No. I know you're there. I was just looking at the
card. Can you hear me, Donnie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay.
Let's sit here and pull up.
Yeah, I can.
All right. The card that I got was... children, religious factors, and options.
What was the first one?
Children. It's indicating children's, your life, your love life is being affected by your children and reflections of them too. Let's see. I was sitting there communicating with April. Home life is all American.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's still here, but when she remote views,
is
she
still there?
April.
Yeah, I'm typing to Donnie what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Oh, so what we do is we have a tendency to refer between each other as she's picking things up. So sometimes I can add little different pieces to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was on there when I introduced her as our co-host. I introduced her as my love of my life.
You're my love of my life, too.
Yeah,
Donnie.
I got that.
Mm-hmm. So we're not just dating each other. We also have a tendency to really connect when it comes to readings. Some nights are just really scaly, and some nights are really intense.
Yeah.
You see, no, I was just saying, I was like, I'm looking at the situation, going, I don't see much in your love life. It looks like more about self-love, of what the reflection, getting back about loving oneself, and really getting, it's like, when I see it, it's more like a core. Really going deep within yourself, the core. It's almost like I get a toe. And people are like, "What's a toe?" It's like you ever seen people when they touch the bottom of a pond or they're under the water, they have a tendency to touch a toe to the ground because they don't want to go all the way. There's like a little fear there of going all the way down. So they have a tendency to touch it with their toe. They know it exists,
mm-hmm.
and then they're right back to the surface. And that's what I got with you. She was also saying something about seeing opening a savings account or taking money out of the savings account, one of those two. Also, she saw taking a cruise soon. Her spirit guide, your spirit guide, is a Native American. Even with the ideal ties to a
yes.
past life Native American. And she said, I don't think
yes.
you have a dog. She said, I don't think you have a dog, but she said she keeps seeing a dog. Okay? And then she said that it makes
okay,
her think
it might be a dog when I was a little.
Yeah. But she was also looking at your family life, saying,
huh?
She goes, it's making me think of family life. Have you ever seen the I think it was a movie. But she said your home life is like all American. And she said your animal totem is a bear. And you just love to really, and really good, how would you put it? I just see you as a person who loves to hug people too. And you also have a tendency to This might come crazy in some sense of the word, but you seem to smile. When you smile, how would you smile with your eyes. That's what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
You're just a very passionate, deep person. And
yeah.
It's just the idea that sometimes when people say that you are just that, you have a hard time taking a compliment because when I sit there and say religious factors are part of your life, it means your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and your spiritual path. So it's the idea of being drawn to the spirit, to being more spiritual, but you also have a way you were brought up too that you're trying to, and I guess you would sit there and say, trying to utilize both sides of the story. And you're having a conflict because the more spiritual you get, the more you start getting to the point where you realize there's certain things you're going to have to let go of. But it's just bringing you around to really loving yourself and realizing why you're here. And then a lot of people don't see you for the gift that you are.
Right.
So just see yours. Well, that's what they're saying too. When you sit there
so
and have a tough time.
So you think a religious conflict is a conflict?
Are you Baptist?
Does it have a what?
I said,
no.
Feel like there's Baptist in there somewhere. Let me see. Baptist.
Bonnie, did you?
I'm not.
Huh?
You said you're not Baptist.
No, listen.
No,
I was going to say, guys.
No, I'm not.
I felt there was a Baptist upbringing on your mother's side. And plus, April said she had a message from your spirit guide that said, let go and let God. And she said she sees you at a Baptist church. So I was just asking the question. Baptist can be the hardest and the most loving. And it's kind of hard to, you know.
Oh, maybe.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I also get the impression you have two children.
Yeah, that was an upbringing, but no, I didn't.
Well, that
yeah,
upbringing.
One in spirit and one in this life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you have two children? You said one in spirit and one in life? That hurt. Is that what you said? I'm sorry. Did we lose you again? Hello? 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 Can anybody hear me?
I can, if you've got me in queue again.
No, I don't have you in queue at all. I can't hear you. how about April?
Hello, Donnie.
Dee, can you hear me?
Hello. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello.
Is our caller still there?
Nobody's there but us.
So you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Let's mute her for a minute. And
it's
really
been
good.
Screwy tonight. Can
All
you
right.
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Area code 786.
Okay.
You're on the show. You're on the share. Oh, shoot. You're on the air. Welcome. How are you? What's going down?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I don't know. I think Donnie's had a few too many somethings.
Oh, no. It's all right. No.
No, I have not. I'm sitting here trying to...
Well, I didn't say what it was.
I was sitting here talking, and the next thing I know, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Well,
we had this a couple nights ago, too.
This whole thing is screwy tonight.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
She might be on a cell phone, and she might be going in and out of the call. Might be... reason why.
It could be.
Well, blog talk is screwy because I got shut off and I had a hard time getting back in.
Oh, well, yeah.
You actually lost your three times. So what's
blog
your name?
Is known for that.
So what's your name?
My name is James.
James as in Jesse James?
James.
Jane as in
James. Jane is in
J-A-N-E. Oh, no, J-A-M-E-S. James.
James, that's what he thought.
Okay.
Like Jesse James.
Like Jesse James,
JJ. Yeah.
Some folks say Jamie or Jimmy or something, yeah.
Okay, James, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm very much interested in starting a business. It's a creative idea of mine. I'm looking for any insight as to, you know, how to get the money to start it. It's a really, really small business. It's a consulting business that I would like to start. So it wouldn't be a lot of money, a lot of capital to start it, but I am looking for starting capital. I'm wondering if you all are picking up any insight so where I can get that money.
Yeah, let's call it a 9mm and a nice fast car. But anyway.
Well, I don't know why. You can take, I don't know why, but the first thing that came into my mind for some reason was Better Business Bureau. I couldn't tell you why, but that's what popped into my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot that one myself. But the one thing I keep picking up on is the ideal. The first thing that came to me was the ideal of business. And started focusing on the aspects and the construction of that business and what, you know, the structure of it.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually attract the kind of financial backing that you're looking for. And what I mean by that is on my first shop, I actually partnered with somebody, and then eventually, which led me into something of my own. So it's the ideal that I found out that was blocking me the most from it happening any sooner was the ideal that I was focusing too much on the money as being the solution. And I realized it wasn't the solution. It was the ideal focusing on exactly what I wanted to do. And as soon as I did that, everything fell into place. It's also the ideal. What I mean by that, I mean the aspects of what you're doing. Everybody's always heard the term, focus on the service, the money will follow. So it's basically along that frame. That's what I got. The term keeps coming up as the ideal, letting it go, and it seems like there's going to be a lot of things coming to you. But right now you're focusing on the money as it being the solution to get this thing started, as you called. Now, starting up capital, and they're saying, no, it's more focusing on the structure, exactly what you want to do. Seriously. For example, they give me another example. They keep saying this one lady who had this big old thing that she wanted to do. She loved being a manager, but she didn't like the company she was working for. So she was, you know, really working on a lot of things, changing things, and trying to find a solution. And she thought maybe it was the idea of going out there and walking the pavement and finding another position. Well, something came to her and says, no, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to really get in detail about exactly what I would want, what it means to me. What does it mean to me of being a manager? What is that job detailed that I would find that would be the most productive way of managing and being one? The company, this lady got so freaking descriptive, down to what the neighborhood she lived into, the people she worked with, and everything, okay? And she would sit there and focus on this thing every morning, saying this would be the perfect job, the perfect life, because of
not just the idea of where she'd be working at, but the perfect neighborhood, sweet people, and just all kind of stuff. 2 weeks later, she actually got job offers for two companies to fit those details. And people think that you got to do all this freaking physical walk, do it, and just all kinds of stuff. The catcher to this story was the lady never applied for those freaking jobs. But somehow the universe orchestrated everything perfectly, and they crossed paths, and she was able to get out of the situation she was in into the situation she wanted to be in, because what was the common denominator here was that's all she was focusing on the position that she wanted to be in. It's like the ideal of you and your business. It's the ideal of seeing that business very structured, almost like sitting down and writing out details of how this is going to work out. And seriously, to see so many things fall into place and come to you is going to freak you out. Because, I mean, how can I put it? When we had the shop, I mean, it was like, it started off with, I mean, this one lady came to me and said, we looked at the shop a year before I got to work in the shop and actually eventually started owning half this business. Was what she always told me, you got to have money, you got to have insurance, you got to have this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But she was also a very worldly woman who thought money was the key to everything. No, people, we all have to sit and think about the situation. Every business that's ever been created, every success that's ever been created started with a thought. And once that thought was actually allowed to unfold naturally, it attracted every opportunity to them to actually have just that. I mean, look at Donald Trump. That sucker's been, bankrupt 3 times. But still, he's focused. He's, well, I'm bankrupt. Almost like it was a wake-up call. You've gotten a little too comfortable, my friend. Whap, you just lost everything. Which kicked him into freaking gear to say, well, how'd he get the first time? And he went right back into mode and did it again. And this time he's learned that, you know, it's when you get comfortable, things have a tendency to fall apart. So it's the idea of, you know, it's a constant evolving and a constant going forward all the time on everything and everything. Even in your enjoyment of vacation and stuff is to basically live those moments to the fullest. And some people, you see some people that are falling too because they think living to the fullest means party, drinking, and just living on the edge. And living on the edge is not living to the fullest. It's living to the fullest is the idea of being in the middle and experiencing both sides. It's like they were talking about what true love is like having the sun on both sides. There's a warmth within your life always, constantly. And that's the way it is with this business that you got here. It's the ideal of what's really going to bring it about and actually have it mature and be something great is the love that you give it. In the process of giving this kind of love to this project, that's the one thing that's going to attract everything to you. You're going to have people come out of nowhere. I had a guy call me 2:30 in the morning to sponsor this show just because I sit there and said, I've been working my butt off on this show and I deserve to have sponsorship just like everybody else. As soon as I said, I deserve it, and for some reason the opportunity came up, and there it was, and it was done deal. So same thing with everything else that goes along with it. When I sit there and say, it's almost like when I don't affirm anything, nothing happens. If I'm sitting here listening, doing my show, and I look at the queue, and there's nobody there, I simply say, okay, you guys better get in here and start calling 646-721-9031, because the queue is filling up. See, I just called everybody and gave them the phone number. At the same time, I was affirming to the universe to fill the queue up. So it's like it's the ideal trying to incorporate everything all together at one time. The money that I keep hearing is right underneath your nose. There's somebody around you that I feel right now, if not in the next 2 days, is going to cross your path, and you're going to have the opportunity to put this business into fruition. So allow it to happen. And is everybody still there?
I'm here.
I'm just making sure. I'm just saying, you never know, because I'm sitting there talking to people, and next thing there's one person goes, and everybody starts talking, and as I'm talking to you guys, the other night it didn't happen. I'm sitting there saying to you guys, hey guys, can anybody hear me? And you guys are just sitting there having a nice little conversation about what happened to me. It's almost like being a spirit. And people are talking about you after you died, and you're trying to get their attention. Hello, hello. And everybody is just like, do you hear something? I don't hear nothing. They go back to their conversations. And that's all I got. It was kind of creepy. So, area codes. Hey, James, are you there? James?
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 Here, boy.
All right, April, it's your turn.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I heard everything. I don't know what happened.
What
but
did
I
you
heard
hear?
Everything.
Blame it on Blog Talk.
Oh, so you heard everything I said. That's good.
Oh, yes, I did. I heard everything, and I kept saying, hello, I don't know what happened.
I guess you were just supposed to listen, James. That was, I mean, the other, we were sitting talking the other night. I was sitting talking, and everybody else was in, everybody, Dee and April, everybody's talking, that, like, what happened to Donnie? I'm sitting there going, I said, I felt like a spirit trying to get someone's attention, and nobody could hear a word I could say. I'm like, this is freaking weird. I eventually had to call back in. I have no idea what the Block Talk Radio, but it's getting really irritating. Oh,
okay, James, do you have, like,
yes.
any kids or family members that could help you raise money?
I have a cousin who's actually doing pretty well. He has several businesses. He's been doing pretty well financially.
Younger family members?
A younger family member? Not that comes to mind.
Because have you seen that Toyota, well, like the car commercials and the furniture commercials where the owner gets their younger child to come do the advertisement with them?
Oh, yes.
Because it's like people like giving money to young people. So if you could get someone younger than you to help you raise money, then it would go faster.
That's true. That is very true.
And just find some young people who are willing to work with you.
That's true. This
is also an opportunity for you, my friend, to also sit there and do something for the community, too, as well as for yourself.
Right.
You can get some kids together and work together and that kind of stuff, give them something to do, give them some, also realize that they have some worth, and they have a lot of worth, and they have but their gifts to the world, too, and the idea of working together, and you just see it just a really just a gift in itself. So you get what you want. It's a win-win situation, I'm telling you. It's the idea of manifestation is one of those things I always tell everybody. The more detailed, the more descriptive you get, the more these things kind of have a tendency to happen very quickly.
Very quickly. That's true. That's very true. Very true. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate this. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You got
you're
a
welcome.
Great night. Thank you for calling,
thank you.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Noah.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Well, guys, I'm trying to focus, too. So, April?
Yes?
Are you listening?
Yes, I feel all weird inside because I took a diet pill, and then I went to Smoothie King, and I had a pep upper, and there's extreme caffeine in that smoothie, and there's caffeine in the diet pill, and I'm just, like, shaking and jittery, and my insides are burning.
Why are you taking diet pills?
No more diet pills, April.
I think
because
if you stick with... I just
working
think if you
out was
with,
making me bigger.
No. People don't understand one thing, Yadi, okay? Don't get caught up in the syndrome of watching these skinny-ass women who can't even get their asses off a damn chair because they're so freaking skinny and no freaking energy, no power, no nothing, taking drugs, drinking alcohol, partying up, and never getting nowhere. They look good, but if you really got to know those women, that takes a lot of makeup to cover all that crap. So it's the idea of looking at situations.
And they don't always look good.
That's true.
There are so many people
bigger
out there that are so skinny they look horrible. No, thank you. I'll say a BBW. It works.
Okay, but that's all I'm getting
at. Slightly smaller maybe, but no diet. What?
No, yeah.
I was just saying with the situation, everything.
No diet pills. They're not healthy.
Okay.
So, April, what do you see when you see in the mirror? When you look in the mirror, what do you see?
I don't look in the mirror for very long because I'm too busy.
Okay. Then maybe you should take this and stop being so damn busy and start looking at things like this. If you don't take time for yourself, nobody will. You have a family that does nothing but work on ways to enslave themselves. I saw that in the process of pushing you into doing things, and all this, and everything you do has to do with enslaving yourself. Like when people sit and look at a phone, they have a tendency to go, I like this phone, so therefore I'm going to do everything I can to keep this phone. Not realizing the process of doing that, they've enslaved themselves to that phone. Not what's best for them, but what's best for the phone. So there's another little piece that you took away from yourself. When you look in the mirror, you don't look in the mirror because you're scared of what you're going to see. Not realizing if you're ever going to make any big changes or any good changes in your life, you have to look at it first before you can actually see which way to proceed in. If you don't take that time for yourself, then you don't have to, there's nothing, you're going to fall apart. I mean, it's like looking at situations and go, okay, what do you see when you see other people crossing your path? I mean, you actually are in an environment now where you have to sit and take those things in consideration. All the people around you. You know, the ideal of taking diet pills, you're trying to get small. You don't realize the ideal of the true application of actually being healthy is muscle mass. Okay, muscle mass is the ideal of the belly of a muscle. It's not the size that you see these bodybuilders. They call that mass too, but they also call it, you know, gaining mass. But you have to have mass first, or there's no structure, which gives you weakness, which makes you fall apart. So when you look in the mirror and say, you know something, what do you see? Are you really scared to look in the mirror and say, okay, I actually do like myself? Because so many people find fault with you. You're scared to look in the mirror. I mean, we had some people doing that before, too, where they had such great businesses. But they wouldn't acknowledge that business because they were embarrassed, because people around them wasn't experiencing those kind of financial strives. So they felt kind of embarrassed, not realizing, in the true sense of things, that they were also examples that might have helped those people to get themselves out of the situations, to realize the only reason they were having financial problems is because they were creating those financial problems within themselves, because the way they were raised. What was that noise?
Huh?
So what was the noise?
Hello?
I didn't hear anything.
What noise? The only thing I heard was when I said, ow, cat.
That's the noise I heard. So therefore, to sit and say nothing is not true. You said,
what did
ow,
cat. Do?
Your cat is just
well, I said, ow, cat, and I wondered what he was talking about by noise. All I said was, ow, cat. Cat claws on my skin didn't feel so hot.
That's what I was saying. That was a noise that I heard.
Okay, now you know. Now we're square.
Okay. So everybody out there who's going to give a call in here, get a reading, please do so. The number is 646-721-9031. We also got donations. You want to donate to the show, we have some great deals for you. For those donations, we have Richard Palenka, who actually sponsors the show, as a person who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Again, that's www.DivineBodyWash.com. Go check out the products, spiritual, all natural. And he says for each person who's listening to the show who donates $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that body wash. So check it out. Richard Palenka, his website's called DivineBodyWash.com. And for each one of our listeners and callers, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. And then for a donation of $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. We also have a woman who's going to be donating Max lipstick to the show, too, as well. So if you donate $25, we'll give you a stick of lipstick and a 20-minute session. a 20-minute reading. Also, if you donate $35 or more, we'll give you a 40-minute reading and two sticks of lipstick of your choice of colors, of course. So check those out as well. If you want to take advantage of those things and give us a donation, give us a call at 740-500-8863. Again, that number is 740-500-8863. Or go to our website to the donation button. That's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And after you make your donation, just go to the contact page, put your information in there, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can give us a call and give us the information, and we'll get those products right out to you as soon as possible. Also, I do private readings as well, so if you want to give me a call for a private reading, because right now for the month of March, for a 60-minute reading, you can get, it's only $33.33. If you're a person who would like to have a nice life coaching or relationship counseling session and an angel card reading too, that's a 90-minute session, and those sessions are only $77.77. And the normal the regular price on those things is $135 for the 90-minute session and $125 for the 60-minute session. So those are some great deals. 60 minutes for $33 and 90-minute session for $77. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and in the process of taking advantage of the specials that we have, all you simply have to do is push the donate button and get back to us, call us up, and we'll get those sessions, and I guarantee you we will get those readings done in the next between 24 to 48 hours. Okay? Also, if you want to sponsor the show, it's simply a $40 a month fee. And you can be a sponsor on our show, and we will promote you and your services. If you want to just advertise to the show, it's the same thing, a $40 a month fee, and you can advertise to the show as well. So give us a call on my private line at 740-500-8863. Also, April does some fantastic readings, too. She's got a fantastic website, and you should check it out. Her remote viewing is one of those things. It's like any other gift out there, guys. Just keeps getting better and better with each day it passes by. So, April, why don't you give me the information so they can get a hold of you for a fantastic reading, too?
Well, my Skype username is ultraviolet0007, and my website is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. And that's how you can reach me.
Okay, sounds great. And you've been remote viewing for, what, about 6 years?
3 years.
Oh. Well, it's one of those things. I was sitting there looking at a situation and focusing on somebody. It was amazing how you were remote viewing things, and I was actually, the things I was picking up were a little bit more clear. So you think it might actually be a combination of both gifts working together to actually pick up the full picture?
Yeah, we're a good team.
Oh, really? Let's see. I was also wondering if you sit and look at the situation, like with readings and stuff that I've done, where I start realizing I've been doing a lot of things way before I started doing it professionally. Would you agree that you did the same thing too?
Yeah, I just started doing things professionally 2 days ago. I got my first paid reading.
How do you feel about
that? But I've been doing tarot cards for 6 years. I've been doing spell casting for 12 years.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, have you ever thought and realized that you might actually have been doing things naturally for longer than that? I like picking up on things with people and just knowing things before things would happen, or just knowing things about people.
Not really. I had to train myself with meditating and reading and learning.
Okay, let's do this. To prove a point that I think you have, is the idea of tracing yourself back to the point where you decided that you needed to start doing meditations and doing those kind of works, and why you were even drawn to it in the first place. There had to be a certain central point that brought those on. For example, when I was 10 years old, I drowned. And then when I was in high school, I was telling someone about having flashes and then them calling it an out-of-body experience. Okay, and then I knew right then and there that I had already had an out-of-body experience, but just never really knew what to call it. Well, the first time I saved a friend of mine from getting hit by a car, it was just something that came to me to grab him and throw him to the ground, which kept him from getting hit by a car. When I was playing music, we used to hire people all the time, and I would get these feelings about people that we should either work with them or we shouldn't work with them. Because I've noticed a lot of people who work business, who call themselves executives and that kind of stuff. But when you watch these people work, they also talk about something called a gut feeling, or something that resonates with them, and not realizing that's what most people would classify as a psychic or intuitional gift. So when you look at your life and you look at things that have been going on, you sat there and told me once before, too, that you felt like you were very gifted and you lost it. And it seems like to me, from the things I've seen with you, it's more like now you're getting reacquainted with something that was always there. What most people think, oh, is it natural or unnatural? Because I've had to do so many things to actually develop it, not realizing that if you don't have anything to develop, then all these techniques won't do anything. But in the process of doing these things, you've also tapped into a very powerful gift. And so that means the techniques that you actually came up with and was drawn to, how do you know your angels and guides wasn't directing you in those directions to find those things to bring those natural gifts out of you?
Yeah. You're right. When I was, I grew up in a Baptist church, but I think I noticed I was different because sometimes I could actually feel angel presences touching me. Like I could feel physical touches, and it was loving energy just washing over me. And I couldn't see them, but they were there with me, and I knew they were there.
Exactly. So, how did it make you feel?
Special.
I feel
so
pretty.
Okay. You what?
She started singing. She said, I feel pretty.
No, that was me. Dee fell to the wayside there for a minute, and then now she just popped back in. Did we ever go over in the angel book about what your area code means, 919?
No.
I didn't think so either. So let's look it up now. Let's take a break and hear a little word from our sponsors, www.straighttalk.com. Check it out. If you're on Sprint or Verizon, We really don't have to go in detail. We all know what we're talking about there, aren't we? Yeah, those days where you feel like, my God, I'm being raped. And your bills are like $150, $300, or else they got you for a download that you didn't realize they were going to charge you $500 for. And you try to figure out, why did you even get charged for it since you had unlimited texting, internet, and minutes? What happened? Well, if you don't want to sit there and think about it no more, go to www.straighttalk.com and cut your phone bill by 75%, where it goes from $150 down to $45 a month, and that includes everything, includes internet, texting, and minutes. And there's another little clauses. If you look down at the bottom and realize that you can't call landlines, because that's an extra little thing where they give you like 400 or 500 or maybe 1,500 minutes, but it's not included in your unlimited, which kind of... Isn't it like a contradiction of unlimited? Yes, it is. So go give them a shot at www.straighttalk.com. And they actually have Androids and smartphones too. So it's just not just one of your simple prepaid companies anymore. They're up there and they're giving these other companies competition because they don't have these. Oh, you touch your phone tax, or air tax. Anybody ever try to figure out what an air tax is?
There's no activation fee, and there's unlimited 411 calls.
Yes, that's one thing I like about it too. Unlimited 411 calls. That was amazing in itself. And And I think they just started checking out this new technology where they're actually, you can keep your existing phone, but only with certain phone companies. So to me, I've actually seen the Android phones, and I've actually been thinking about investing in one because it's almost like the one I had. I showed you, April, that I had with Sprint. So give them a check. Also, our other sponsor is HemiSync CDs. HemiSync CDs are like great CDs for meditation. They relax you. It's a certain technology that actually enables both hemispheres of your brain to work together, which will give you intense focus and concentration. So go to /sync.com. Also, BrainSync, too. That's www.brainsync.com. Now, that is a Subliminal company with Subliminal CDs. So, but it's a different technology than it was in the 70s. And also, I found it was amazing when you go on the website, they actually tell you, they give you a list of all the affirmations that are actually on the CDs themselves. So you're not, you know, so you won't hear those things where it's, you must go outside and dance in the street. They're not tricking you on anything like that, so check them out. And let's get back to the callers. And if you want to give a call in here and get a reading, is there a football game on tonight or something? I was going to say, if you want to give a call in here and get a reading and get a couple questions answered and actually look at the situation, you're gravitated to come on over and say, well, maybe I can actually get the answers I've been seeking for so long or the direction or the advice that I need. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, Dee's here somewhere. Find her. I'm going to look up your number here, too, April. 919 says, devote your entire focus towards serving a spiritual purpose through your career. It's the ideal. Nurture. It's like looking at things and going, oh, I've heard this so many times from people. I'm a Capricorn or I'm a Taurus, so I got to do things a certain way because that's what a Taurus does. Not realizing it takes away from you being who you are. These are just outlines and things like that to help us out. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. It says devote your entire focus towards serving a spiritual purpose through your career. Move forward confidently with your career dreams as God is guiding you safely through this passage. Trust in your dreams about your spiritually based career because these ideals are divinely inspired. Hold the faith about
your dreams. Seriously, what the book is? I need to get that book.
It says, hold the faith about your divine mission in life. You are qualified to fulfill this mission and are supported in all ways. The more you trust and have faith, the better everything goes. Trust that the Ascended Masters have heard and answered your prayers about your divine life purpose. The angels ask you to keep the faith about your spiritually based career as faith boosts every area of your life. Instead of worrying about your career, trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to, because it is. Trust that your financial and material needs are being met as you focus on serving a spiritual purpose through your career. Trust. Let's see. Trust that your financial and material needs are being met. I read that one. Your trust and optimism are warranted because your ideals about your spiritually based career are right on the mark. Your faith and focus on serving a purpose that has put you in a flow of abundant divine support, which is the ideal of taking your eyes and looking at the situation for what it is. Every time you do something spiritually, something happens to support you, but also in the process of showing you a different route and also showing you that money comes in all kinds of ways. When you sit there and say money materialized in my bank account, they're showing you because of your faith. And when you start focusing on what you want and need and desire, they will come to you. But you can't really specify on what avenue that's going to be coming in. Because if you focus too much on the wrong avenue, you're actually cutting off your support. Most people sit there going, I need to pay my rent. I need to buy a car. I need money for this. And they go, well, I need a job. See, they've already dictated, they've already cut off so many paths by saying, I have to have a job. And even if the idea is, I have to have money. To have somebody walk up to you, I mean, if you would have lived my life the first time I lived in Colorado, you would have freaked out from the things that happened. I mean, having a lady walk in and just doing a free palm reading for her, and then her having her uncle and her mom walk in. Her uncle liked what he saw. He got one. His sister got one. He paid for his nieces. And you, what turned out, what you started off just giving a free service and saying, here you go. Turned out to, what happened was, in the process of giving, somebody gave me $65 without even asking. You know, it's like one of those things. Or sitting there one night going, well, shoot, I would love to have $20 right now, so when I go home, I can stop by the store and get a couple movies, you know. And before I even get the prayer out of my hand, out of my mouth, some lady literally was out jogging, saw the shop, and decided to jog right in and sit down in my chair, and did it way before I even got finished. I said, "Okay, God, Angel, I'd love to have that $20." And what's so funny about it too was, when you see things like that are so divinely guided, that I sit there and told her, I said, just give me $20. I was good with $20. And when, before it was over with, she gave me $40, and she actually did a 20-minute Reiki session on me. So when you really put yourself completely and your focus on this kind of work, you know, it's one of those things, when you, reason you wake up with anticipation every day is because just what happened yesterday that was unexpected, very pleasurable, but also supported your wants, needs, and desires, enabled you to one more day to do what you love to do.
Okay.
So we need to have some more people call in so we can actually pass on some more messages just like that one. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you are also in the chat room, we will answer questions for you too. All you got to do is say hello and give us your question, and we will answer it for you. It could be either we can answer it on the air, or you can send us an instant IM and we'll answer it for you in private, whichever is good for you. Yeah. So... in the process of asking a question, when you actually say, "Do you have a question?" you still use a question mark, don't you?
Yep.
Who the heck's that? Who said Yelp?
I did.
So what you did was you went back in and you actually come on the queue yourself and actually got yourself back on the air, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you freaked me out there because I was saying, I'm about to push the button. I know I was thinking about it, but I didn't realize that thought was that strong. We're actually the button had been pushed.
I
mentally.
Freaked you out. Woo!
So, how's things going with you? I was gonna sit there in April. You there, or did you get back yet? She's there. She just told me she had to take a break for a minute.
Oh,
so
my life is starting to look up a little.
Okay, I was just going to say, when she comes back, we'll sit there and we have a little bit of time. As we're waiting for people to call in and people to ask questions, we'll just sit there and have her do a reading for you.
Okay.
Have any of you guys tried animal communication?
Huh?
Have either of you tried animal communication?
What's that mean? What does that mean?
Do
we go to the bar?
I wish I was good at it.
You know something? I never had to try. They always had a tendency to communicate with me already, so. Standing with children, children have a tendency to walk up to me and talk to me and everything else. I've had like 3 or 4 girlfriends that sit there and say, "I don't think my kid will like you, or my daughter will like you." And then we just have a tendency to become best friends, and they're like, "Okay, how'd that happen?" Which I think is kind of weird, because not because it happened, but because of the women. And I have a tendency to get fearful and say, okay, well, that's crazy. They shouldn't be doing that. Not realizing that kids and animals and that kind of stuff really do have a good judge of character. So, yeah, it's the idea you should take that in consideration. If they don't like somebody, there's a good reason why they don't like them. They see something there that you don't. So take that into consideration.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, first one I had when I went to Rock Island, I met this girl years ago, and I walked up in her house after we'd had a great night out together. It was kind of funny. Everything was going fantastic. Everything was great. And then we walk in the house, and she went to walk in her bedroom, and I just instinctively followed her to her bedroom. She had this big old German Shepherd. I mean, big German Shepherd. And that dog just led me to death. And all of a sudden she was like, oh, that's not good. And I said, what do you mean it's not good? And she goes, that can't be good because the dog likes you. Who's going to protect me? I said, you know something? I guess you just don't get it, do you? What's there? There's nothing to protect you from. And also funny about it, too, was she had some friends there, too, and they were telling her the same thing. So it was like, okay. And I basically told her after what she did to never contact me again because she actually took me and set me at a freaking homeless shelter. And I said, you know, it's one of those things that I really get irritated with this freaking race right now. I'm getting so upset with the human race because they all want to sit there and dictate and say, well, I'm loving, caring, nurturing, blah, 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 blah. It's bullshit. I've seen so many people who sit out in the streets because of money. And it's getting ridiculous anymore. You know, if you don't get that kind of thing, and you realistically, if we all sit back and look at the situation, why is the system so flooded and so out of whack and so imbalanced? Because it's probably because it's not natural. I read this article the other day. It said, isn't it really, is the human race really getting that stupid? That we're the only mammals on the planet who pay to live here. What gives the human race the right to sell property in the first place? It was never theirs in the sense of selling it in the first place. It was given to us so we could live on the planet. So many people are making a living at it, not realizing maybe the reason it never works or there's so many conflicts within it because it was never meant to be like that. You know, we look at the situation of society and stuff, and of course, in Jesus' time, it was also the same crap, only too. The reason Jesus was born in the manger is because the inn didn't have any room in it. And it wasn't, and I love that story, too, because people are like, it's so natural, isn't it? And all the children, I love it because it's showing you that poor is okay. I'm sitting there going, did someone hit you with a freaking stupid stick? And that's not what it says. Let's get back to the story, and let's go to the front part when it says, Joseph knocks on the door of the inn. Can I get a room? We don't have no room. Goes every freaking inn. No room. Did you hear what I said, guys? No room. Joseph said, I will give you anything if you would give me a room in your inn. I will give you anything. What would it take to get a room in this inn? We don't have any rooms. Why didn't they have any rooms? Because at the time, the reason Jesus and Mary and everybody was there in the first place, there was a big celebration going on. And it was one of these things. It was a Jewish holiday kind of thing going on. So everybody's there. So there's no rooms. So therefore, Jesus was born in a manger because that was the only place available. Okay, so it's a humbling setting, but it was also showing people the ideal of actually letting things unfold naturally, and you'll still have a roof over your head, and things will still fall into place. And if you didn't see what I saw, see, Jesus didn't write a big old letter, did he? Did he put a thing in the column? Did he write anything in the newspaper? They said, hey, wise men, I'm going to be born on this day, so could you drop by and give me some gifts? And no, he wasn't. And everybody let go of the control factor in the whole thing, and everything unfolded naturally, isn't it? Jesus was in a manger. He had a roof over his head. He was out of the elements. And three, you know, well, I wouldn't say three wise men, because in the Bible it actually says wise men. There were three gifts, but one of them was also gold. So it could have been four wise men, because gold's pretty heavy. Had a little carry that little sucker, right? But anyway, the situation is how we talk about manifestations, too. You just sit there and focus on what you want, and everybody has to get their heads out of their freaking asses and start thinking about what life was meant in the beginning. You know, Jesus, let's go back to Adam. Adam didn't have a job. It wasn't until Adam wanted to sit there and
basically not live the spiritual lifestyle, I guess you would say. I wanted to look at everything and see both sides of the equation and go and walk down the duality path that we started living this hardship life, okay? And actually, if you read that part in the Bible, too, it's basically a consequence of your actions. You do certain things will happen to you. It's also the same thing, too, that there's an insert in the Bible, too, where it says Adam and Eve, they were cast out of the garden. But when you read that part, don't you all kind of wonder how that happened? Because there's certain things that were inflicted upon Adam and Eve. You know, she will have, and it was kind of funny too, it was talking about sex and having babies and that kind of stuff. And people think that Cain and Abel were the first two births, and they weren't. It's the idea of reading that Bible again and going back and say, okay, Eve, since you messed up, now in the course of labor and bearing children, there's going to be pain. Did anybody ever catch that insert? So that wasn't the first birth. That wasn't the first birth, okay? And people ask the question after, you know, Adam and Eve were out in were no longer a part of the garden and their, you know, hardships and that kind of stuff. Was it really hardship or were they just working because that's what they chose? You know, they wanted to see the other side of life. You know, it was like almost like God was saying, don't eat the apple or don't eat the fruit. I want to say the fruit because it wasn't an apple. It says fruit of the tree. And we're all thinking it's an apple, but we know there's so many fruits out there that are in the trees. I have a couple uncles, okay? So, anyway, they were hanging out in the trees, so that's a fruit there, too. But also, when you sit and read it, you know, when we get to the point where Adam and Eve have children, they have Cain and Abel, and then Cain kills Abel. And we're trying to figure out one thing. God marked Cain, so therefore Noah would kill him. And he was basically condemned to walk the wilderness and walk through just everything in these cities and stuff. So God marked him so Noah would kill him. If you killed him, then you're as bad as he was. So you start asking yourself, okay, where all these cities come from? And then you start thinking about it. You know, who was in the garden? And in the process of the garden, how we know that there wasn't any other races outside that garden. Sometimes people think that maybe the Garden of Eden was actually Atlantis, but on the other hand, it could have been the garden, and Atlantis could have also been at the same time. So it makes you wonder. But it's definitely, when you read the Bible, you will see in the search there where it says beginning. Listen to this, okay, guys? Because you could also get the basis for Atlantis. In the first part of Genesis, it talks about we make man in our image. Okay? And then as you read further in Genesis, you will see another insert where it says we make Adam. God says I make Adam in our image. But there are two inserts. And I think the reason there's two inserts is because there was two different times where man was put on this earth. You know? And if you sit and read the Bible, too, God has his chosen people. And then there's these other people who are trying to become a part of the whole, too, as well. Because they see something special with everything going on. And then Jesus came back to try to unite us all, as in the planet, one to save humanity, okay? So take a little search and check that out yourself. Yes, you know, I was sitting and said the same thing to you, April, that Eve ate something off the tree. It was between either a peach or an orange or something, because it was just, every time someone says anything like that, the first picture that comes in my mind is something that's soft and chewy. And we all know, unless you eat an apple that's been sitting around for a while, that an apple is not soft and chewy. So in that situation, you know, sometimes you look at the situation, because it's amazing how Christians will sit there and tell you that you never take anything out of context in the Bible because that's a sin.
Oh, but, good know, Lord.
Right. But when you sit there and look at the situations of how many things have been taken out of context, you know, three wise men. Read the Bible. It doesn't say three wise men. It says wise men. It is plural.
But it doesn't say free. Okay, Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree. That's what it says in the Bible, fruit of the tree. And I think people who don't read those things right are fruity too. So, you know, so let's take a look at the situation and say those things ourselves and ask ourselves, why do certain Christians have a hard time getting through? Because people are not, don't take them seriously because of what they know. Or we just sit there and say they don't, like, how would you feel if a Christian person or someone who goes to the church is sitting there telling you how you should live your life? You should dedicate yourself to one woman or one man and have a great relationship, which I'm not saying you shouldn't. But what my thing is to watch that person tell you those things and could actually sit down and probably pull any insert out of the Bible. Could show you so many things. But then go out and have, and then have an affair. How do you have an affair going?
You there? Not again.
Donnie?
Oh, good, somebody is there. I thought maybe I got booted again.
I guess you and I have to take over until he gets back.
Oh, well, we're capable. He's lost. He went to Eden.
I think it was the orange. I think Eve ate an orange off the tree.
I think I've always heard that it might have been a tomato. I forget, but I know it wasn't an apple. And everybody, when they put out the nativity scene at Christmas, they put the wise men at the manger. But they weren't there at the manger. They didn't get there till later, till Jesus had moved. It was the shepherds and the angels that were at the manger, not the wise men. But people don't realize that, so the nativity always has that. I think Donnie must have teleported somewhere. It's an astral trip back in time. Oh, well. It's quiet tonight, and the phone lines are weird. Very weird. I never did find out the other night what card you pulled for me.
I was working on my website that night, so, like, when Donnie asked for my opinion, I was completely lost.
Oh, that's okay. Because I found the things are starting to look up a little bit. I can't be certain of anything, but, you know, there are some things in the works that maybe it's going to turn out in my favor.
I saw you living on your own. I thought maybe in an apartment.
Yeah, hardly. So you saw me moving?
Yes.
Oh, because right now that I've got, there's a small window of opportunity where the land developer and that my advocate knows is going to be working on getting some investors or one to take over the property, and the selectmen seem to be willing to let that happen because he thinks that he's not going to need that much time.
And the place that you're moving to, do you have to go outside of your room to do laundry?
I'm not moving anywhere that I know of at the moment. I mean, I filled out a couple of applications to buy myself some time, but that's it.
Oh.
I hadn't made any firm plans to move. I filled out applications because if I hadn't given the selectmen something for, well, by now, yeah, it's still today, by their meeting time, they were going to have, the sheriff was going to come next Thursday for me. If I didn't do something, they were going to make sure I was gone. But they have agreed to, you know, to let somebody, to see if there's somebody that will invest in the place and take it off their hands, and I'd still get to be here. But I hadn't made any firm plans to be anywhere. I just did something to get them off my back because it wasn't any place I really wanted to go anyway. It was just to satisfy them. And it would be closer to where my friend Tina lives. but not my wouldn't be my choice. I'm not an apartment person.
Okay.
Living here, even though it's not ideal as far as the town goes and a lot, some of the people, at least I have room for, you know, I've got my own space. I can come and I don't, you know, it's a one family house. I've got a place for a garden in the summer, grow my herbs and plants and whatever, you know, flowers. And that's not that far from when I walk out my front door to the main road and the ocean's right there, which I need the water. So I'm just hopeful that that's going to happen. It's either that or, because unless something really drastic happens to make it possible for me to just pick up and, you know, and fly again, this is the best solution for me. I don't feel quite ready for moving to Scotland or Ireland. Somebody was trying to tell me last night that the universe was pushing me out, and I'm thinking, the universe, this is a human problem. Don't, you know, I don't buy the whole universe thing. I thought she was just kind of off the mark. Some of what she said made sense, but that whole thing just didn't resonate with me.
Well, a psychic told you that you were going to Scotland or Ireland?
No, she just said that the universe was pushing me out of my house, basically. They were pushing me back into, you know, the universe was shoving me out. Something to do with my energy or something, I forget. No, she didn't say I was going to do that. But she said if, you know, she told me about talking to my angels and what's the next step and that sort of thing. She turned around and told me, because I was in two different places, so she, you know, she, first thing we talked about was just briefly, and she was saying that what she saw was that Eamon wasn't good, really didn't have my best interest. I thought he's been better than Tony. Tony ignores me, and I just forget it. I can't be bothered. I'm not going to, you know, beat my head against a stone wall with somebody that's going to be like that. A relationship shouldn't have to be a terribly hard thing to do. And he just ignores me, so that's fine. Do his thing. Eamon doesn't ignore me. Seems to care what really happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't see why she was saying that. You know, I don't know what people think. I don't know where she was coming from, but the whole idea of the universe is just, you know, I don't look at things in that term. What's going on here is a real human thing. It has nothing to do with. I don't look at it as having anything to do with the universe. Maybe I'm cracked, but that's just my own perception of it. But I do see hope. I don't know.
Are you familiar with the tarot? The meaning of the cards?
I haven't gotten anywhere near proficient with a tarot. I have different oracles, and I have a few tarot. One that I use for myself quite a bit, just because it's been the one that's been closest to me when I pick it up, is a Celtic one that I like. But my deck of choice is the Druid Craft. The cards are a little bit larger than I'd like them to be, but I really like that deck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one, you know, I've got several oracles. In fact, I just earlier, I bought the Druid Plant Oracle, which is by the same people that did the Druid Craft Tarot and the Druid Animal Oracle, which I also have. And I bought it. Did I buy another one? I think I did. No, I'm thinking I did. Maybe I didn't. But I know I bought I was considering buying the Hidden Path cards.
That's a lot of cards.
The Hidden Path cards. I have the Sacred, no, the Well-Worn Path. But I thought I'd like to get the Hidden Path too, but I'm not sure. But I did buy the Druid Plant Oracle because I like what they do, and the artwork is fabulous. And I resonate to druidic stuff. I can speak English. But so we'll see where it all leads. Because I know I'm going to be a bit subjective myself right now, as opposed to being really, you know, the most objective person about what's going on. But I do see some hope. What were you going to? I know you asked me if I was familiar with the tarot. So where were you going with that?
Oh, I have the Law of Attraction tarot, and it kind of falls into place because of what Donnie's been helping me with affirmations every day.
Right.
And the pictures on the Law of Attraction tarot, it seems like it always fits the situation. Like, I was giving a reading the other day, and a guy was telling me that he was looking to move because he didn't have a job or any money, so he was confused about that. And the card that I picked out had a picture of cake batter and a blending spoon in the cake batter. So that fit his situation completely, because I asked if he was looking to start his own business as a cook or a caterer, and he said that was what he was working on, and that was his dream. So the cards, the pictures always seem to fit. I love these cards.
I haven't seen those. I wrote it down so I can look it up, because I've been online and I've poked around eBay, Amazon, and Barnes and Noble. Because I had money for my birthday, and I guess I just added a little to that so that I could, because I bought, as I said, the Druid Plant Oracle, and then I bought a DVD, Celtic Pilgrimage, which is in the west of Ireland. Which I thought, I have to have this. So I grabbed it. But I'll have to look for that and see if it resonates with me.
The card I picked for you in your situation is the Star and the Three of Wands and the Knight of Swords. The Star is a picture of a naked lady meditating with her legs crossed. She's sitting outside on a purple flower, and there's the North Star above her. So that's her focus, and she's just listening to her higher voice, and she's following the star to her dream. And the Three of Wands is a person with a key unlocking a door. So I would agree that there's hope in your situation.
Mm-hmm. What was the third card?
Yeah, so when you do that kind of thing, it's okay.
Excuse me, April was talking to me.
Okay, I'll put myself on mute.
What was the third card, April?
I thought it was the Knight of Swords, but it's actually the Queen of Swords.
Ah, the Queen of Swords.
That one has like a negative meaning, so I'm not gonna go into that.
Oh, it's that bad?
Donnie?
I think there's always a positive to everything, even in the negative.
Donnie, why are you seriously have yourself on mute?
He came back on. It's like he was talking to somebody, but it wasn't us. It's like he's in a different world. Is this the Law of Attraction tarot? That you're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
We have two callers in the queue.
Okay, might as well take one of them.
Okay. Area code 646, are you there?
Six four six is the area code for calling into the phone. That must be
okay.
Donnie.
It's 646-240 number.
Okay.
And they're not answering, so I'll go to
moving
the next.
Moving right along.
The next caller is area code 817. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. What's
Hi.
Your name?
My name is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. I put a question into the chat line, but I don't think anybody saw it. No, I was just I'm kind of facing a situation where I may have to move. I don't want to move, but it's a financial thing, and I just thought, well, maybe y'all could give me some guidance about that.
I'm sort of in your situation myself in a different way. I'm facing possibly having to move myself.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of
I can
sad.
Understand. I can understand that it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah,
but I think
what
for
you,
you
about the situation?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
What is he going to do about the situation? Because you're both looking for to resolve certain situations in your life. So it's the idea of going within yourselves and go, okay, what caused the situation in the first place? Because there's a lot of realizations that sometimes we don't want to look at. And that, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we're all looking for places to start. So when you look at those situations and realize that you created this situation, you can also create the solutions. As simple as that.
Okay.
So our was who are we talking to? Because I was actually messing with the queue, and actually the phone lines were actually both open. So is this 646 or 817?
This is I'm
817.
817. Okay.
I'm 817. Well, I've been ill, and I had surgery, and I was off a lot longer than I from work, you know, than I expected to be because of some complications. But I'm getting better now, and I went back to work, but I just can't seem to catch up. But that's not the problem, really. I rent a place, and the person I rent from is a longtime friend of mine, but they're having financial hardships too, so they might have to let go of this particular property, and I'm not really financially ready to move. That's all.
Okay, well, we're sitting here talking about the idea of manifesting ideals. I mean, we can manifest anything with any kind of depth of anything. So it's the idea of looking at the situation. I mean, if a person can get their kid in school who didn't fall into the criteria, and then all of a sudden the school changed their policy, which they had never done in 20 years, the idea of changing the situation where people think they might. See, that's the problem. The word might is there's no definite here. So we can actually set definite tones to solve the situation, which actually focus them. The idea of focusing on working with the angels to help your friends get through their financial situation, where they don't lose their house, also benefits you too as well. So it's the ideal, focusing on those things. People think it's crazy when I sit here and say, do some affirmations, man. But, you know, the one thing I like to point out to people is the ideal of living these things. So these are not theories. And, you know, the idea of the books all say that, and the secret, I'm really getting sick of hearing all the stuff out there where people keep saying one thing. The secret doesn't tell you the whole story. You know why it doesn't tell you the whole story? Because the rest of it is self-discovery. Of what you yourself. They've given you the components, they've given you the outline, they've given you the know-how to do it. Now you got to do your part, which is the idea of contributing, and do your part of actually confirming and saying, okay, what are we going to do here? So it's not the idea of jumping on people's cases, but it's the idea of looking at situations of people just sitting back and going, okay, I don't need to do anything. And then
I'm already doing everything I can do. I just was, never mind. That's okay. Thank you anyway.
No, have you thought? Okay. Did she not hear what I just said? If she works with her angels.
Yeah, she heard you. I think you didn't hear her, but, you know.
No. Okay, I'm going to tell you something about psychics, okay? I hear everything. It's the idea of going deeper within people to understand what they're trying to ask and what the questions, what they want, and the depth of what they're trying to do. She's on the surface. She's in the world, and she's sitting there talking about the world. Everything's falling apart. My friend's about ready to lose their house. What's going to happen to me? What happens if the people don't lose their house and nothing happens to her? Has she done everything? She says she's done everything. Who's the last person who heard this one? I've done everything, so I guess I should pray now. When they should have done that in the first place. Angels, God gives angels charge over us. Are we not going to use those? Are we not going to change the situation? Huh, D? I mean, are you going to sit there and give people advice because you're going through crap right now? Because your situation looks like it could be a no-win situation, when there is a solution to the situation of actually having faith that you need to have really right now to say, okay, faith is going to get me through this. Faith in myself. Faith in the situation. Have I not created this situation within myself? It's your life. The mentality of
my life.
People walking through life center going, okay, what happened? What happened was you made a decision to put yourself in these situations. There was nobody taking over that day. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. You either give in or give up. Or you make a decision and you defeat or you confront. And you sit there and say, we're going to do it this way. And then we change things around. But to sit there and say, hey, oh, well, thank you. You didn't help me out. You're not listening. If I wasn't here to help you out, you would have never picked that freaking phone up and called in the first place. So the responsibility is to sit there and look at the situation for what it is. Everything is falling into place just like it's supposed to. If you're not going to sit there and listen and you're going to sit there and go, oh, well, thank you, I guess it's just hopeless, then you're going to be hopeless. And then it's going to fall in place just like your fears said they were going to, because that's what you're feeding into. You're feeding into your fears. I mean, I'm going to sit there and tell people like this. I'm in a situation where I'm living in a hotel room. Have I given up? No. I'm working every freaking day. I'm doing everything I can. Everything's going to fall in place for me. So let's sit there and look at the situation of the lady. She was the last one that called, okay? Let's sit there and look at the situation. I'm going to look her up in the book. I'm going to look her area code up in the book, and we're going to sit there and maybe prove a point of what I just said, 817, okay? And sit there and say the signs are everywhere of pointing out to this woman the solution if she's willing to open her eyes and see it. Okay, so let's look at the situation. 817. 817. 817. Let's look at here we go. 817 says your ideals and thoughts about your career are right on course and will bring you a rise or a promotion for you. So see, she's looking at her situation, but not looking at the solution. So see, she's focusing too much on the problem. And the problem, as she focuses too much on the problem keeps getting worse because she keeps feeding into her fears. And the more she feeds into her fears, the more the fears are going to create this reality for her, okay? So the car is saying, so the angel numbers are telling her, what you need to do is you need to rethink what's going on in your own life, the ideal, the things you can change. And you're sitting there looking at, we look at things like this, the job, the house, all of these things is concrete, that if we don't have these things, our lives are over. They're not over. If you're still breathing, there's a solution. As long as we're willing to take the strength and the courage to go on and jump on this freaking thing and say, okay, what is the solution? Instead of going right back and say, well, this is the problem. This is a problem. This is a problem. And we keep going on with the problem, 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 problem. Realistically, we know what the problem is. Come on. The solution is being left out of the has taken the courage to actually look at the solution. The solution says life is going to change. Does it really specify what kind of change that is? No, because that's your responsibility as a co-creator with God, is to determine what direction that's going to go in by the decision you're going to make right now. If you're going to do everything you can, fine. You do everything you can. So remember, when you have divine intervention, there's always a solution, and it happens very quickly. It doesn't happen in months. That's our own thinking. It says if it's a bigger thing, it takes longer to happen. It doesn't matter. Energy is energy. Thought's thought. We got 10 seconds left in the show, and we're going to sit here and tell everybody, hey, give me a call for a private reading at 740-500-8863. Got some great specials for March, but hey, 60 minutes for a 33 minutes. No, it's $33.33 for a 60-minute session. So jump in there. We got D here who does great readings. So give me your phone number, D, so they can call you and your email.
Okay.
Yes, people love that kind
call of thing. Me at 207-374-5072. Email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. And if you're interested in my jewelry, email me and I will send you some pictures of things I've done, and we'll take it from there. And I, everything I do is donations, and I take PayPal.
All right. Okay, yeah. April, give them your information so they can call you, too, for those remote sessions so you can actually tell them what kind of panties they're wearing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
Right, left, doesn't matter. They both have two legs. Anyway, go ahead, April.
Okay, well, my website is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, and I can also be reached on Skype at ultraviolet0007.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I have some fantastic co-hosts. They're beautiful women, so you would be crazy not to call them and get a reading because it would be one of the best readings you ever had. So in that case, we have nobody else.
Right. We are beautiful.
Yep, and in that case, we're out of here. We got to go, and I there's nobody else in the queue, so guys, I'm out of here. I got to take a break. I'm about ready to pass out. So we're going to leave you with What's on My Mind by Kansas. How they can have a relationship at the same time she's trying to fix him.
And I keep telling her, I said, I've heard this 4 times a day, if not in the last 2 weeks. I've heard this over and over and over. So it's becoming a problem where women are starting to say, it's great to be nurturers, it's great to be loving. But at the same time, if you want to be a girlfriend, you need to be a girlfriend or be a therapist. But you can't be both. Take it from a person who learned the hard way, okay? So when you start to look at these situations, and you start to try, and you sit there and you go, okay, what are you going to do? Then he's asking questions about the guy. And I said, the guy is not the problem. He's a problem within himself. It's you. You know, it's what it is. Yeah, see, the problem is she has to see herself for the great person she is. What he reflects back to her, because he can't see it either. And that's what he's reflecting back at her. Because everybody keeps asking me, what's he reflecting back to me if I'm a great person? Well, obviously you're not seeing that great person. Or he would too. Because he says, well, it should be obvious. He should see me for who I am. Well, there's also this thing called free will, where he can choose to see it or refuse it. If you've got a guy in your life and he's having this difficulty where he wants to sit there and make excuses and the kind of stuff has a tendency to distance himself from you, oh, he sees it all right. But it also shows him how he needs to correct his own life. That's why it makes him so irritated to see you, because he's not seeing you, he's seeing himself. You know, if he has an inferior complex and said he's not a great person, I'm sitting here and he says, why don't you go out there and find somebody else who's a whole lot better for you? Oh, shut up. You know, get over it, my friend. Playing the victim to tease. You know, it's like you two met each other. You guys crossed paths. You guys are together. You know why? Because you both wanted it. It wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't happen, if it wasn't true. It's like I sit here and did research on children. Two people who have a child together, it would never happen if they both didn't want it. So I know the guy ran away, but he's also running away from himself. And that was just another reminder. So now he doesn't have a girlfriend that reminds him of himself how bad he is. Now he has a child. So it's a double whammy for him. So what's he do? He disappears. The woman's like, you know something? He got me pregnant. I'm sitting there going, okay, ma'am, I want to ask you a question real quick. Did he tie you to the bed? No. So how did he get you pregnant? Because it sounded like to me, if I'm not mistaken, and people don't like this when I do this, I've done this with girls. I said, my friend, I looked at this girl and I said, you like it on top. So I want you to sit there and ask me that question about he got you pregnant. And ask yourself, who got who pregnant? Because I hear the oohs from here. And she's like, okay, I got to go. I don't want to hear this crap. You know why? Because I just told her the truth. Now she has to sit here and look at it herself because I just gave her a visual. So she got to go and see if she can get rid of that picture. But she don't want to sit here. So you sit here and look at the situation of a guy who ran away who doesn't want to face the truth. We also have a woman who doesn't want to face the truth either, and she's going to sit here and tell the world, I can't do it. I need all the help I can to raise this child. You know something? That makes people who are single parents who have been raising their kids on their own kind of makes us feel bad because we've done it on our own. We've done everything ourselves to a point where we've actually opened up. In the process of us kind of working our asses off, we've also had people come out of the woodwork to help us too. You know why? Because we attracted people what we were doing, who knew us, who helped us. But people who go down the road and since they can't do it, they attract more people who can't do it, who are not supported, who reinforce the life that they've chosen. That's the difference. So my mom was like, ooh, I swear sometimes positive, negative people want to shoot, or tape them at least, you know, tape them and go, listen to what you're saying. Okay, would you give this advice to you? And 9 out of 10 times, they won't. Or do this, tape them, when they don't know it, and then go back later on and play it for them. You know what's so funny about it is, they don't even recognize themselves on the tape recorder. No, they sit and go, who would give that kind of crazy advice to somebody? They said, you did. it's awful, but it's, you know, when people face the truth, these are the people telling everybody else to face the truth. You know why they keep telling everybody to face the truth? They need to take their own advice. I'm sorry, dear. I just felt like you need to hear that for some reason, but I'm pretty sure you had a couple questions you wanted to ask, right?
seen it?